The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. And today is Thursday, Nomination Thursday. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. It's going to be an open line Thursday. That means you can talk all what you want to talk about. If you want to talk about the nomination, be talking about the nomination. What you anticipate regarding the nomination, we can talk about that. We can talk about the culture of our nomination process. Is this something that we should celebrate? I celebrate it. I like the theatrics. The numbers to call today are 323-622-4315-4259. And if you are calling from the family island, the numbers are 242-300-5720. And the text lines is 422-4796. And of course, the text line is powered by BTC, right? So this is what I know so far. I saw Fred Mitchell had a big band. It was exciting. He had a huge crowd walking with him. That was something to behold, to see. I saw that there was a controversy at Garden Hills. There was some rowing going back and forth between the group of PLPs and the group of FNMs going back and forth. And I see Rick Fox looking, I guess he ain't used to this. This is how we do politics. Then, in what the school is, this is, I know the school is. This is not H.O. Nash. This is primary school right here by the Guardian on Carter Street. What the school? T.G. Glover. That's where the Fort Charlotte candidates was doing at this particular time, because it's near the Guardian and had more drama than the other ones, right? T.G. Glover Primary School. This is where at least two of the candidates I know, Travis Robinson, the FNM, and then Sebastian Bastian, the PLP. I've done gone blank on who is the DNA candidate, so forgive me, DNA candidate, but you could call me and I'll say the name, but they're not a part of this narrative anyway. The leader of the COI showed up, and I said, but this is not his constituency. But the leader of the COI showed up at T.G. Glover for the nomination of the candidate, and he protested. Who did he protest it? Lincoln Bean? He protested Sebastian Bastian and said, this may have $50 million worth of contract, and he can't run. Chaos! It caused chaos! He said, what you mean he can't run? And I'm not sure if you ever protest PLPs and they come there and they mob. What has happened when you start talking fool? It was entertaining to see. And the first time I ever saw Lincoln being whisper, because no, he's like talk loud. He like talk loud, but he whispered that. He whispered that. It was on a live feed. So if you want to see the drama of what is happening at Garden Hills, I saw that on our news. They had their live feed out there. I see Fred Mitchell have his own live feed and it's on the news but media network, and they had their cameras out and they were recording how he protested and say, this is drama. Dun 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 dun. That was my attempt to do a Law and Order type song. Didn't come out well. Yeah, I need to listen more intently and get that dun dun dun. No, that's still not it. Anyway, open line Thursday. That means we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. That means you call in. You call in, you text in, and I'll be happy to entertain you. The headline says $74 million on travel in 4 years. You think my MP could my MP Fred Mitchell could travel? My prime minister could travel. $74 million worth. That's a lot of money. Imagine what you could build with $74 million. But it's all for investments. So, I should be able to read that article and smile and anticipate that. Next 5 years, it should double. More places to fly. More places to go to. More investment to come in. Go ahead, caller. Pass that caller through to me. there. Go ahead. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. You know, I drove to Foxhill this morning. Do Fred Mitchell own that park?
Yes.
He has all that. So what?
See, you didn't know. Now you know, so you ain't going to ask that question no more.
So what?
What?
Yeah, he has the whole park.
That's his. That's his.
We pay every park. He doesn't own that park.
Yes,
that belongs to the government.
You sure?
Okay, man, you know, please, don't go there with me.
I asked you if you sure. You see any other poster on that park?
I see the posters everywhere on that park.
And who poster is it on?
Right? That's not his park. He doesn't own that park.
He owns that park and the community center. There you go.
Hello?
I'm here still. I said that you go put your poster there and see what happens.
But why is all his posters all over the park?
The people want it there. The Foxhill people want it there.
They put it there. The PLP. You are a PLP.
Me? Me? No, why would you say that, man? Why
you are a PLP.
Why you say that?
Yes.
Would I do so?
Every morning I listen to you,
uh-huh.
You are nothing but a PLP.
Yeah.
They need to get you off this radio station.
But they enjoy me, though. You know how much. You know how much. Do you know I got nominated for talk show host for the year? I didn't win it, but I got nominated. People love me. They love me.
Yeah, they love you.
They
need to get you off that station.
Okay, Nicole, I appreciate you. Ain't my fault that the minister, Mr. Mitchell, has all of his posters on the park. I didn't put the posters there. The people put it there. And it's not my fault that no other person vying for Foxhill put their posters on that park. They know why they ain't put the posters on the park. If you believe them, other people's posters get thrown out and fall down mysteriously, magically. You put the poster on the park. Why frustrate yourself? Why frustrate yourself by putting the poster there? You just say, you know, you shake your head and say, you know what? These Foxhill people, let me go put my poster here. And try win a controversy. You know how them people them go. You know how them people them go. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Oh, wait, Kermit disappear. Let me click. Caller, go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning. You hear that, other caller?
I don't know what he's talking about, but I love you on the talk show, and you do sound like no color I have ever seen.
There you go.
Okay, the only color I can see you is. Is a 6'3" tall, light skinned man.
There you go. You describe me to the T.
Mm-hmm. You understand, Mr. I don't know what he's talking about. You stay right where you is. If they get another one of you, they can put him on one of the other shows. So if I can't catch you here, I'll catch you over there.
There you go. So it's open line today. Did you get caught up in any traffic?
Matt, I got caught up by that Essie McFreakson blockage.
Mm.
I've never seen no blockage. Listen, I had to go on east to go west.
Mm.
I got out of it and I was thanking Jesus.
Any music?
Praise the Lord, thank you, hallelujah.
Who's there, any
music?
I almost
got caught up in one in Palmdale, in the front of the fast food there on what is Madeira?
Madeira.
I almost got caught up in that too. But listen, fast blinking. I swing left, turn right, go around.
Yeah.
But the one between that one by Essie, there was no way out. Because it's only one way in, one way out. There was no way out.
I love Bohemian culture. This nomination day is part of our culture. We do it different than any other country. This, you go there and watch to see what's going to happen.
I'm telling you, and it's so exciting. But then at the end of the day, you have very, very, very limited disruptions or any like violence or any of those.
No, we do jairs. We do jairs back and forth. It's like sports, you know? It's like sports. You
tease
them.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. And then the drunker, the jairing up.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's how I mean to kick it.
Yes.
But I'm loving it.
Yes. Thank you for calling me.
Stay put, Mr. Nuri. We love you.
Yes. I get a next call say, Mr. Nuri, I love your... I know that next person say it. See, I know what that next caller talking
exactly.
about. That's why I get the nomination. That's why
Amen.
That's why I got the nomination. People
and
like,
you can win next time.
I can win. So your boy win. Naughty.
I know Naughty and Mary Jane.
Yeah.
No, yeah, they good. I love them too.
I like them too.
People win next time, you know. One for them, one for you. That's how we can keep it.
I agree. And the mm-hmm. idea...
Then we throw a little one on the side for Dwight every now and again.
Yes. Thank you very much. It's an open line Thursday. We can talk about whatever you're talking about. I'm going to talk any minute about this $74 million in travel, right? What was it for? What did we get any bang for our buck, right? What was the return? The return in investment, right? This $74 million might be minuscule in terms of what was the return. We need to perhaps analyze this and find out what exactly were this trip for, all these trips for. And should our Prime Minister continue? Or should we say, man, Mr. Prime Minister, you need to stay home longer, right? And amusingly, despite all the traveling the Prime Minister has done, he still stayed home, was in Parliament more than the Minister of Foreign Affairs. Interesting, eh? Let's go to the next caller, Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri. And what's on your mind Thursday? We talking about anything you want to talk about. Go ahead, caller.
Really? Anything?
Anything you want to talk about.
Right? Reason. Anything?
Mind you, Irkas be listening. Irkas be listening.
Oh,
and if you go too far and have to cause me to press this button or look at Kermit and say, Kermit.
I called you to tell you I like that thing which you was be doing, what they call it, sarcasm or something.
Yeah, some people don't appreciate it, though. They don't understand.
I do like it. At first, I used to thought you was really, I used to take it like serious and stuff like that and stuff. I say, man, I think I see what he's doing. I am. And then the other day when I asked you the song for you to use your own cell number, and people don't get what the fuck, send a message or anything. I appreciate you. Yeah, and I agree with the lady. I think that's Pearly LA.
Yeah.
I think I'm you. You, if you still around, I think you would be successful.
Yeah. And, I have fun.
And that trophy.
I have
but
fun.
But you know, you said something the other day. Say, but Papa, I don't trust you. You're an OPLPO. I don't trust you being a P. You remember that since it's open line?
You remind me of Rodney Monka.
You start again, but...
Rodney Monka says he's a diehard after them. But we all knew better. We knew better.
Yeah, he's a diehard. No, I think he really wasn't, though.
Yeah.
You don't know him, man. You ain't him from back in the days, eh? From St. Linden days.
I was in a party. See, listen to this.
Uh-huh.
Rodney and I was in the same party at one point in time.
The Workers' Party, right?
No. I was in NDP, and the NDP merged with the Workers' Party.
Okay.
And then I realized when he started talking about he got arrested for sedition and all kind of stuff. And, I realized that Rodney Monka was in every political party, UBP, PLP, his Workers' Party. Yeah, man. Every party.
He was his own man. And the difference is with me and him, and yeah, he might be dead and gone, but all us is next. All us will be going next after him, since he already gone. Live your may and die your must. But the difference is that, yeah, I push, and I say if my party need a time at all,
yeah.
They ain't doing things wrong,
yes.
But I still vote in PLP.
Yes.
That might sound crazy, and people mightn't believe it. That's their business, as long as I know what I do. And although they don't deserve our honesty, the politicians, then these MPs and stuff like that, I ain't got no time to lie. If I wasn't voting for them, I would say, I think they don't want me to vote for them, and that's why. And that's one of the reasons. They can't control me. They can't tell me what to do. You can't figure me out. I's my own man, and I have my own mind.
Mm.
You understand? Now, one of the things I hear Wayne Reno say yesterday on the news, I don't know if that was yesterday, since it's open. It seemed like he still is a defense lawyer and not just a minister, cabinet minister, defending the people.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, like, unless I miss it, when he say, if you touch somebody and they can't speak or you think and you suspect, and I agree with him, you know, you shouldn't do it because you'll be in custody and you wouldn't be able to vote. But what he should have say is warn the unscrupulous people who won't come with, they who know they ain't qualified to vote in our election, and say something about it, demand that the commissioner of police who come underneath him say something to poison, don't come out here doing foolishness. Then you could say something to tell behemoths, like, if they suspect, if they go and approach him, they could get arrested and they ain't going to be able to vote. But to say it like that, I think he was out of order, and that's one of the reasons then. While he was in the House Assembly, I know they still cabinet minister. He should have resigned a long time. He's not qualified to be like a cabinet minister. He's a good lawyer. And I hope them people them in that area vote Wayne Monroe and send him home. Yeah, I hope they send Wayne Monroe is not a people person. And Leslie Miller say that. He's a big disgrace. We expected better of them. Goodbye and good riddance, Wayne. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, you're welcome. That was all Papa, Mr. Monroe. all power. I had nothing to do with that. He is open lying, and he wanted to run out and tell you, say, no vote. It's Papa. It's Papa. I just saw Travis Robertson left, leaving his nomination. Theatrics is about maybe 60 people strong walking, and he had his boombox. Not a truck would have all the big speakers, right? And he entered the place while the PLP contingent was entering the place, right? And he started blasting, all money ain't good money. The people them start, my Lord. Theatrics. Theatrics. It was entertaining to watch. It was entertaining to watch. And I said, this is a part of our culture that we need to celebrate. In fact, someone needs to write a book. Write a book to show what politicians is due in order to get Bahamian people to vote for them. Right? The promises. Like, to like, write a book. It can be funny. It ain't got to be, like, serious. A book that's saying politicians will lie to you. That a book that would say that Bahamian people always complaining and, like, beg. And all you got to do is feed them and give them a T-shirt. Right? We need someone to write a book like that. A funny book. You know? I don't know. What would book a name? Politicking? Politics? Politics? Anyway, let's go to back to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Yes, yeah. I just want to make a point on one or two things. You say someone got to write a book?
Yes, yeah, someone need to write
that
a book.
That book was already written, man. You forget it.
Who wrote that book?
the right honorable leader of the opposition. Eh? Play by play.
Play by play. Man, he must know us well then.
Play by play. It was like, you could almost, if you look at that manual, I would call it a book. If you look at that manual and you follow that, you can't get off there. You'll actually see real living color.
Perhaps I could win an election. I could win an election reading that book. I need to go get that book.
Yeah, man, that's the manual, man. The thing about it, it ain't only good for one side, it's good for all.
It's a general book. It's about Bahamian politics in general.
Yeah, I think he should win the Nobel Peace Prize for that book, man.
Or at least get an award for it, some kind of recognition.
Yeah, man. So, you know, it's interesting. But the caller, let me tell you, see, if you have a unique spirit of activating and pulling something out of people, that man who go on and you run him out.
I don't know why this run out, though.
That man who you run on, you realize that man, gonna have a really, really bad.
And now I can't go to Foxwood because he's pastured it. So I can't even go in the park. He might see me.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. I love election season, man. It's like, if you can't laugh, you'll cry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is a season that, you know, I think as much as Bahamians make noise about it, call it the silly season, It does something. It releases a lot of what is the joy and spontaneous
dopamine. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
It's a dopamine season. Mm. You know. So like I said, man. You know, definitely. You don't have to look for the book. The book is already existing. The manual is already there. And just point people to what?
We need to put it in schools or make sure each partner, the COI, need help. Make sure the COI get that copy of that book.
Just yeah, man. Let me tell you, I don't know what Lincoln was trying to prove today, but, you know, all I can tell you is he need to be worried about the old seat. He need to be in the old area because whether he believe it or not, he can get a beating out this world.
Oh, God. You don't think he can get his money back at least?
I think he can get his money back, but I know he ain't I think the likelihood... It's gonna be close.
Mm.
MacGyver is apparent to be a very decent woman.
Yes.
And I think she stands a good chance.
Yes. Yes. All right. Yes. Thank you very much for calling, man. The phone numbers are 323-6232-325, 4316, 325-4259. 242-357-20. The text line is 422-4796, and it's an open line Thursday. It's nomination day Thursday. I'm wondering if the day is when everyone declare, right? I want to see how much the bar's worth. Is that me being big eye and watching man pocket? That I want to see what all he declare? I want to see who all he owe, right? assets and liabilities. One, to see how much Joe Bat worth. I think she made some money. I think this 4 years was good for her. I just want to see how things, you know, she built that whole complex in Turks Island. I mean, I want to see what type of money being there. I want to see if Travis' money declined, because you know he just started making some real money, because he was just finished school and he had no money when he started. Then at the end of the first term, his money just quadrupled. And I want to see that, since he wasn't no MP no more, if it went down or things went well. I want to see with Shannon Dawn Cartwright, how much money he has, right? He don't work for Parks and Beaches and Parks no more. I want to see how much money he has. I want to see if Fred Mitch is a millionaire. You know, I want to see Pintad. Does Pintad have apartments? I don't know what type of job he's do, but I know he have apartments. So I want to know if he built more. He has. Will anyone declare any mango trees this election? Right? These are general things I want to know. I want to know these things. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller. You live?
Caller.
Go ahead, man. I hear you now.
CA.
Go ahead. I can hear you now.
Okay. When last you drove to Fox Hill?
I live Fox Hill.
You live Fox Hill?
I live Fox Hill.
When last you drive from St. Anne's Hill, come down to the park?
I live down the road.
What is the condition of the road?
I didn't notice, no. I mean, it was
you're
much
into the
better.
Puddles, you ain't swerving here and there to try to avoid puddles.
When I used to drop the child, doesn't go to St. Anne's anymore. But when I used to drop the child to St. Anne's, I would have noticed potholes, right? I remember dropping several times in huge craters that my control arm ain't working like how it's supposed to work anymore.
Exactly. Now,
but like since I don't have to go on that route as often, only when I have to go like to church every so often, I haven't seen it as much. But I know the road tends to be a challenge, right by NIB and thing. Yeah, it tends to be a challenge.
The road has not been paved in years. And Mr. Mitchell has the audacity to just dress up the park with all his paraphernalia.
The park pretty with his paraphernalia, though. It's prettier than Christmas. Christmas it was dry. But this time, it have all kind of colors.
And I mean, the big old boards that he put up there with this image. But nothing is done for the Fox Hill area.
And I guess the people in Fox Hill will know how to vote.
I hope they know how to vote.
We shall see. We shall see.
All right, sir.
But I know that all through Fox Hill, the byways, and have the small pitches or fragments through every street, single street, all over. They know who
King Mitchell.
Who the candidate.
King Mitchell.
They know who the candidate is. But thank you very much, caller.
All right.
Okay. Let's see. Let me hang up that line. It says, a Haitian woman, parliamentary worker, I guess that's Anna, parliamentary worker, charged after fake voters' cards found. Plural. A Haitian woman and a parliamentary voter, the place that is make up the voters' card, who's print the purple card, was charged for fake voters' cards. That's plural. And I want to know how many voters' card did he have? I remember this particular card that what the lady had did not have a seal, and that's how she got caught, because she's trying to get an NIB. And the moment she get her NIB, she could work anywhere. She's legal. She could work anywhere. No one got to ask her for no passport. She just go apply for a job and then call it that, right? I want to know how many voters' card did he have? And why do people get voters' card? They get voters' card to vote. I didn't mean that's the purpose of the voters' card. But a voters' card is an ID also, right? And people ask for the voters' card. And I remember before it reached the news and before the police, commissioner of police, mentioned this specific issue, it was being circulated that a gentleman had been, a Randy Powell Jr., had been detained. And that he had 300 voters' cards. And social media mentioned 300. Nobody else has mentioned 300. At one point in time, I thought it was all lies. And man, why are these people making up these stories about these voters' cards to get people so excited, emotional? And then you found that, yes, the Powell gentleman was arrested. And there was a woman. I just don't know how many voters' cards did they find him with? And I don't know if any of them had the stamp. And I don't know if he started off with a huge number and this was just a residual after he issued the huge numbers. But I want to thank that whoever that lady is, I think it was a lady, at NIB, who saw this card as problematic and said, man, no, hold on 1 minute. I'm going to make sure you get it and then call the police on him. Right? I'm very appreciative. We can take this quick commercial break. I see you callers. Call in. It's an open line Thursday. We talk about whatever you want to talk about. This is going to be a long commercial break, so you might want to hang up briefly and call back. This is with all the ads coming right now. Guiding Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll be right back.
You in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
This is definitely the time for BAMSI to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics. You have aquaponics. You have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands. Because in BAMSI, we are not just cultivating produce, we're cultivating producers.
Paid for by PL.
We came to celebrate IT. Send 3 money transfers for a chance to win indeed.
Celebrate IT.
Life is good, so we say la vie.
Avant.
No la Piemonte garçon.
Celebrate IT
with GK Money Services.
Send 3
with GK Money and Western Union
for a chance to win.
To send free
for the rest of the year.
3 lucky customers will win.
Follow us at GKMSBAH
for more details.
Promotion ends May 18th.
Western Union.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
And welcome back to Guiding Radio AM. We have someone who's been waiting on the line for a minute. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. You're live. I can hear you in the background. Hello? Caller?
Hello?
Oh, you're live. I can hear you. Go ahead.
You can hear me?
Yeah, man.
Top of the morning. Everyone's very quiet about the beaches and park. I mean, who's accountable for watching the spending in that area? I mean, see all the money that's being alleged can't be accounted for?
$1.141 million?
I see. Hello?
Go ahead. I see the beaches and park overrun, and there needs to be an explanation. The parliament has been dissolved, right?
I mean, my lord, that should not, I mean, somebody needs to really answer that. They need to, I mean, it seems like beaches and park is always the problem, and it depends on whatever party is in. It seems like beaches and park always overrun. Why are we spending all this money in the park? Still look like foolishness.
Yeah.
Just thought I would, bring that to the attention.
Yeah, man. No, I appreciate it. It needs to be brought to attention. Like I said, the House has been dissolved. So how do you challenge the chairman regarding that? One would assume that you, at this election, that should be a a point that you bring up to him and ask for your vote. The man, you need to explain what happened at Beaches and Park. Now, we'll need to see if the electorate will bring it up or demand an explanation, right? Right now, everybody's in campaign mode, you know, so I'm not sure if it will be it can be brought up in the House of Assembly to be hashed out. So it's up to the media. It's up to the talk shows. It's up to the callers to call in and make noise and complain and agitate. It's up to the constituent to say, man, you're running again and I'm not pleased. I'm not pleased. You need to come again. So we'll see. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Hey, CAA, what's up again?
Doing well, listen, man.
Two quick things, three things I want to make a note of. One, Dwight Dillis, we're talking about in both manifestos, they were talking about, especially in the, I think he was talking about reference to the opposition local government. I wanted to be known that that will never happen in Nassau. Never. And the reason why it won't happen is some of the same reasons why you have an issues right now with parks. And that brings accountability. When you start to have local government, then you now you start to have individuals who will be accountable on a lower scale. And that is controlled when you have a situation with local government. You can no longer now have the big issues where you're making a decision of who get contracts, who don't get contracts, and so forth. That's one of the aspects of why local government will never happen in Nassau. And we also know of issues where criminal cases were brought against people in local government in relation to handling of funds and so forth. So that ain't gonna happen in Nassau. The MPs and the governments want too much control, and that's that. Given that away, that control, it ain't gonna happen. That's point number one. Point number two, I'm interested in finding out the double budget that was by the government again.
Okay, let me read what I talk.
77 million.
It was 74 million on travel
in the last four years, right?
Four years, yeah.
What was it? What was the travel amount for the previous government?
The first paragraph says, in just 4 years, the Davis administration spent $74.4 million on travel, dwarfing the $38.6 million expended by Minnesota administration during its 4.5 years. So the Minnesota administration spent $38,000, and then the Minnesota administration, the figures provided by the government shows that $11.8 million was spent on travel and subsistence in the 2021-2022 fiscal year, $18.7 million in the 22-23 fiscal year, and $17.5 million in the 23-24 year.
Let me throw in an interesting fact that most people are not even considering when they think about the comparison between the previous and now. Do we forget that in the previous administration there was COVID? Do we forget that we had a major disaster, but mainly COVID? The reason why a lot of traveling wasn't going on was because COVID prevented that, okay? And took a good portion of the ability for that people to move around freely, governments to travel. There was bans.
But it had the travel outlay for the 2024-25 fiscal year went almost $5 million over the budget. So
That's what I'm trying to say.
I
say that in comparison, I'm not trying to justify them traveling and all this other stuff. What I'm trying to say is we got to, you know, we're apples to apples and oranges to oranges. The reason why a lot of traveling wasn't going on in the previous administration was because COVID was global. People were dying. But ain't nobody wanted to pick up and go and travel nowhere.
But article,
so we got to be realistic.
The article also concentrated on what was budgeted. They went twice as much as what was budgeted. The government said we can spend only $10 million. They spent $17 for 1 year. The next one they said we can spend only $12 million. They spend $14 million. They keep on going over budget and not explaining why they're going over budget.
Well, obviously, we got to take a lot of things into consideration. I'm not trying to justify anyway, but I'm saying the cost of travel doubles every 6 months, according to the industry.
Okay.
Every 6 months. And I'm not trying to say that they should have not be more mindful of the spending on traffic factors. We just can't throw figures out there because as simple as I can show pro that it was good for a certain reason, then I can show a con. on every issue in the world. So all I'm simply trying to say is let's evaluate and let's look at things objectively
yes.
and really determine whether or not it really is, you know, things are as it appeared to some people. Take into factor. All right? Thank you, brother.
I appreciate it. I just want to take note that the Prime Minister of Barbados is bragging how she went under budget for traveling for her period of time. So hopefully one of these days we'll be able to do the same thing. But the phone lines are lit. Let me get these people in. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM is open line Thursday. Whatever you want to talk about.
Hey, good morning again, Mr. Neary.
Good morning.
You know, the caller, he clarified himself a bit when he said he was not trying to make excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was trying to call in to ask him, what is he talking about?
Mm.
That is a lot of money over budget. Roads and paths, over budget. What else is over budget? And underworked. Over budget and underworked. There was no reason in God's green earth why he needs to spend all of that money in such a hard time, knowing the same thing the gentleman talked about, that we just came out of COVID. Knowing that people needed help, other areas.
You're breaking up, caller.
And how?
We got to clear the line there, Kermit. Let's go on. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live.
Hello.
Hey, you're live.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Senior.
Good morning, man.
Yeah, you know, the last caller emailed very interesting point. Yeah, I was going to say that, but what I'm saying is now in the technological era, and, you know, C. Allen and any technical expert, technocrat can call in on this. I was always wondering why is it that, you know, during COVID, which is what they did, and the guy talked about people were dying, but he also realized that people were lying. If you ask AI a question on COVID, they actually give you a lie. When you talk about the lab leak hypothesis, why they locked down the whole world, and the original lab leak was through one of the scientists that actually worked in the Wuhan Institute. You have to read the book by written by Alina Chan, professor from Harvard University. But now, as it relates to what I can physically see, and I juxtapose the scenery or how the parks look, and I juxtapose it with the numbers I'm hearing, then something is amiss. I could be a blind imbecile, and I should know something is wrong. So, you know, I'm a citizen, I want to question that. There's a lot of other things to be questioned, right? But if we have dismissive politicians, one in which even when a senior officer was caught laden with drugs in New York, the case, I don't know, is being adjudicated or has been adjudicated, et cetera. It's in the dark, but they said that it's entrapment. And so we dismiss the migration crisis. We keep dismissing. We don't want freedom of the information, but we want to make opinion and opine about things. And in any which event, all of the travel costs are excessive because you could be Zoom. What happened to the Zoom? Remember the Zoom, and you could Zoom here and Zoom there? You just could do that instead of just flying all around the world. And I like, what the lady name? Charlene, what the fuck is that?
Mm-hmm.
That's the name, CA?
No, go ahead. Listen.
The lady that brings the news. I can't remember. She has the best voice. And she I like the term because that's what I just told my friend. They're globetrotting. Rich people, globetrotting. Give thanks.
Thank you very much. This text says, Mr. Neary, fraudulent voters card to fraudulent NIB card, then you get a Bohemian passport. I guess there's indicating what's the goal and objective of the NIB card they're trying to say. This text says, so you tell that fellow if he bad, go and touch them posters on the park. I said, I wouldn't advise it, honestly. Just leave those posters one time and just find someplace else to put your posters. Just one time. It is what it is. So good morning, Mr. Neary. I want to wish Dr. Minnis a happy birthday today. And Kalani will stay with Doc. Freetown is ready for Blue. So that's Freetown and Kalani. That's two independent. And a happy birthday, Dr. Minnis, according to the text today. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Hey, CA, good morning.
How you doing? Open line today. Go ahead.
My brother, very good conversation this morning. Enjoy all the contributions thus far from the person that's calling in. Two very quick points I want to make here. And one is simply, you know, pertaining to this national lottery. It's kind of ironic to me that I know during the last referendum we had IE the number boys, as they were referred to back then, the referendum where the people spoke and said that they were against having web shops or any form of gambling at that level to be legalized or regularized. Well, in this case, legalized. And the government at that particular time went against the voice of the people. Now, Sir Lyndon said the voice of the people is likened to the voice of God. And the government went against the people and still bought the, and still legalized the web shops. Now, fast forward to today. The same, the Free National Movement has brought about where they would like to see the development of a national lottery, which even back then, that too was put in the mix. And the people more favored a national lottery than having these 7-8 individuals having these web shops. But yet the government turned the referendum to an opinion poll and still legalized web shops. Now, I'm looking at today with this whole matter. The church back then voiced their opinion that they were against it. And the government still passed it. Now, we talk about the national lottery, and the church is against it. But the church did not go and fight the government back then, even though it was legalized. They did not even go to the extent to have their members come out in large protests and protest that the government went against the voice of the church and the Bahamian people. So I'm trying to figure out what is the problem today with a national lottery when the platform has been laid out where the many facets of it, who it can help, all the sporting organizations, all of the things that the national lottery can take care of, it's like they're against it. So that is something that is kind of really odd to me that, you know, the people, the government went against the voice of the people and the church did not cry out to protest against the government for doing that. My second and last point here is, you know, posters do not win elections. Okay? It might be the perception that the more posters you put out there, it works on the psyche of people. But I'm going to tell you, Bahamian people have already made up their direction they're going to vote in. Even the swing voter even has already determined to a certain extent whether they're going to go left or whether they're going to go right. So it's all now just messaging, hearing what the plans are for this country, because I can tell you, me personally, CA in closing, I am sick and tired of the direction this country has gone in. We talk about all this traveling, all this money spent. I have yet to see the bang for the buck for the $74 million that has been spent on travel, and that has not trickled down to the average Bahamian on the street yet.
Okay.
And, you know, we could go on and on, but all of the other budgets that have gone over the allocated budget, and we have not seen anything tangible for the amount of money. All I know is at the end of the day, CA, we as a people, we got to pay all this money back. And that is something that hit us, whether it's the next 5 or 10 years, it's going to hit us and hit us hard if we don't turn this economy around. That's all I have to say this morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'll continue to listen.
Thank you very much, Jeff. This text says, Mr. Nuri, the voter's card without the parliamentary seal, stamp, etc. should not be disclosed because it then puts others on guard who may have cards with no seal in ignorance. Well, they already say that it had no seal. Mr. Nuri, just measure our travel spending against Mia Motley's. She spent $1.46 million in 7 years. Braves spent $58 million in 3.5 years. Braves spent 6,000% more than Motley. Motley also presented the ROI for her travel, which was $146 million in grants, free money, not loans. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM caller, you're live. Go ahead, caller. You're live, caller. Can you hear me? No? No? Okay, let's move on. Says, good morning, Mr. Nuri. Roads and parks is over budget because they dug up good sidewalks, which is wastage. Why didn't they dig up the resoil, new foliage, and beautify them? They are disgraceful looking and leaves much to be desired. Also, NASA was filthy. Plenty dumping. And why didn't they concentrate on keeping NASA clean? Whilst you mentioning NASA being filthy, the people who dumping it behind that back road by SAC need to stop. SAC has paid all kind of money to clean up that back road, that private road that they have. And every time they open the gate to allow people to traverse through, you bet your bottom dollar, someone's going to go there and dump a refrigerator and old couch there. No matter how much they try to clean it up. We have some nasty people out there. And the idea in the guise of night and guise of the time when they open in the gate to let people traverse through to pick up their children, these people dump indiscriminately. And I don't appreciate it. And I just telling you, stop. Let's go to this caller here. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio, AM, you live.
Good day, Mr. Neri. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Blessings to you.
Well, listen, from my recollection, the church was specifically against gambling in any fashion, form, or shape. But I'll say this to you, Mr. Neri. Michael Pintar is also complicit in the gambling situation because he was also against gambling. All of a sudden, he could see the goodness in gambling.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, the FNM is running on a ticket. They think they can just fool the Bahamian people by telling them some things they know the Bahamian people want to hear. But as far as government was in gambling from the early 70s, mm-hmm. okay? Under the Hotel Encouragement Act.
Mm.
We had gambling in our hotel. I think what we need as Bahamians to push for right now is a national identity card. So a lot of things that is taken, and I think the system is actually working right now. It isn't working as fast as it should, but it's working because a lot of people now are being caught doing all sorts of untoward things, like false documents and stuff. That's a good thing that they're being caught. Now, we had a major problem with nobody's being caught to open the Bahamian eyes to see that the system is actually working to the point that at least if we need to tweak the system, we could go ahead and tweak the system now so it could work better. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. I think a number of people are concerned about how many false documents there are. There are some people say it's claiming that it's in the thousands, and arresting one every so often while these people producing hundreds is inadequate, and they're very much concerned. And mind you, that could be anecdotal. People just make up numbers as they go on. But I'm glad that we are policing best we can. I still believe there's concern. I think there's a syndicate. I think there's a network of persons in and around government who, because once upon a time they say, no, it's not government officials. Then we find this parliamentary guy or all these things. I think that somebody is in the system that guiding these things through, and there's a network about that. Let's go to this next caller, Guardian Radio AM. You're live, caller. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Hey, good afternoon, CA.
Good afternoon, man.
Yeah. Open line today. What I'm concerned about is, right, we shouldn't really just speaking, right, the concern shouldn't really be the amount of monies that these administrations them was spending on travel, you know. Right? What we should have been arguing on this radio, right, is what was brought back.
The return of investment.
Traveled, mm-hmm. Right? What did we as a people, the taxpayers, benefited from these travels? Because governments have to travel.
You remember when we didn't fly all the way to Dubai and send that large contingent to Dubai?
Yeah, that's the point I'm making. See, and governments need to travel, right? But we have these governments in this country with this use traveling just as a leisure pleasure, all right? And then they use the fact that because they are the government, you know, they have the right. Yes, you do have the right, but you should be traveling, blaming people for something that you could bring back tangible, that Bahamians could say, when our government went to Timbuktu, this is the agreement what they brought back for us, and we are benefiting from it. But not to just continue suggesting to us that, yes, we've been traveling, and all we get is the bill from the travel. Mm. That's all the taxpayers get.
Mm.
And then you have the Bahamian people, them on the talking about this one travel less and this one travel more. No. Whether they travel less or more, what was the benefit for the taxpayers? And final point, how could the SIB miss the wedding situation would cause an alleged ankless bracelet individual could obtain 300 voters card. How did they? Because when I used to work in government, certain different ministries that you had to been vetted, right? That's government, you know, like the Attorney General and the Office of the Prime Minister and Ministry of National Security and Foreign Affairs.
I won't hear this. We can bring it up again tomorrow, but we got to go now. We can bring it up again tomorrow. This text says, reminder, the caller who said lows by the previous F&M government was due to COVID. The F&M won the government in 2017, so they had 2017, 2018, 2019 to travel, but they exercise restraint. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM. Tomorrow's another day. We'll see what we're talking about tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.